模拟试卷六。
One, listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
One, I'm sorry, I forgot to return your dictionary yesterday. Two, look at the sign. It means no smoking. Three, it's tree planting day. The students are planting trees along the river. Four, it's sunny today. Let's go to the park, shall we? Five, the boy does morning exercises every day. Six, what terrible weather. It's raining again.
Two, listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
One, I'm sorry, I have broken your glasses. Two, will you please post the letter for me? Three, I'm sorry, I forgot your telephone number. Could you tell it to me again? Four, look, this is a children's restaurant. Can the children take care of it by themselves? Five, my mother is well enough to sit up in bed. Six, will you go to the airport to see your uncle off?
3. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
1. Hello, Rose. I've been looking for you. Where have you been?
Oh, Mary, I must be at the lab in 10 minutes. Then I have to go to the library. Maybe we can talk this evening. I'll be at home tonight.
Question. Where has the woman been? 2. I've given up smoking.
So have I.
Question. Who will smoke now? 3. Mary, this is my mother.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Brown. Nice to meet you too.
Question. Who is Mary? 4.
How many students are there in your class?
There are 55. 2/5 of them are girls. Question. How many boys are there in the class? 5.
Jack, did you remember to bring my English dictionary?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. The dictionary is at my home. I'll bring it next time. Question. Why did Jack apologize to Mary? 6.
How long has your uncle worked in Beijing?
He has worked there since 1970.
Have you ever been there?
Yes, it's a beautiful city. I like it very much. Question. How long has the boy's uncle worked in Beijing?
4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the foreign statements are true or false.
Peter and George were helping to build a house in a village. The weather was very warm. There was a lot of dust everywhere. By 10 to 12, they were very hungry. So they decided to stop their work a little earlier for lunch. They found the nearest small bar, went in and sit down by the window. Good morning, gentlemen. How can I help you? A pretty young lady asked. Peter looked at George and said, fish for two, I think. Yes, and a glass of milk each. Is that all right for you, George? Yes, that's good, said George. Then he turned to the pretty young lady and said, And I want it in a clean glass. Don't forget that. The lady filled the glasses and brought them to Peter and George. Then she asked, which of you wants the clean glass?
5. Listen to the passage and complete the table.
Recently, more and more foreign families moved to Shanghai. The Jacksons is one of them. Mr. Jackson is an American engineer. He is now working in a modern food car factory in Shanghai. He has worked there for 5 years. Mrs. Jackson is 47 years old, 2 years younger than her husband. She comes from Germany. She's a doctor. Mr. and Mrs. Jackson has a son, Peter. He is a young pilot. He's only 25. He flies from Shanghai to New York once a week. Peter has a 16-year-old sister. Her name is Betty. She is a student. Peter and Betty are Americans, of course, but they like Shanghai very much. They take Shanghai as their second hometown. 模拟四卷七。 1. Listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
1. Mary works in a restaurant from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. every day. 2. Before Sydney left the hospital, they watched TV for a while. 3. Fire gives people heat and light. 4. This flight line is from Shanghai to Beijing. 5. Shanghai's tall buildings stand in great numbers. 6. All he could get was 1 yuan a day.
2. Listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. Make yourself at home. 2. My brother broke his right arm yesterday. 3. What's the date today? 4. Will you go out for a walk with me? 5. I want to go there by bus. 6. Shall we take computer lessons?
3. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 1. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, I went to Yu Garden with my parents. Though it rained, we enjoyed ourselves very much.
Question. What was the weather like that weekend? 2.
What kind of book do you like best?
I used to be interested in children's storybooks, but now I prefer science fiction to other kinds of books. Question. The boy didn't like children's storybooks, did he? 3.
Is this the Japanese class?
No, it's the English class. Question. Which class is the woman looking for? 4.
Is the weather fine today, Jack?
No, it isn't, Zaddy. It's raining now, and it will be cloudy this afternoon. Question. What do Sally and Jack talk about? 5.
Your father usually gets up at 5 every day, doesn't he?
Yes, but yesterday he got up at 6:30. Question. Did his father get up at 5 yesterday? 6. Hello, is that Mary?
Speaking.
This is Mike. How are you today, Mary? Question. Where are Mary and Mike talking? 4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
I'm Mrs. White. My husband, Mr. White, is a clerk. We have a 4-year-old son, Tom. He is a lovely boy. My home is not far away from my parents, so we often spend our weekends in my parents' home. We were happy until one day my father fell ill. He was taken to a hospital at once, but the doctors there couldn't save his life. He stayed there for only 2 weeks. Shortly after my father died, my mother came to visit us. We were in the kitchen when Tom came in with his friend Mary. When Mary saw Tom's grandma, she asked where his grandpa was. He is in my body, Tom answered. I was very surprised to hear that, and I asked, What do you mean, Tom? Tom put his hand on his chest and said, He's right here, Mom, in my heart.
5. Listen to the passage and complete the table.
Last week, we went to a restaurant in a new hotel. We had a wonderful meal. Chicken, fish, hot dogs, chocolate ice creams and cakes were served. I was surprised that my father ate as much as young men.
模拟四卷八。
1. Listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
1. The sick boy must be taken to hospital at once. 2. English is also spoken by people outside Britain and the United States. 3. The waitress was busy serving the customers. 4. The house is too old for you to live in. You'd better rebuild it. 5. Look, the burning charcoal is sending out heat and heavy smoke. 6. When he comes, please give the book to him.
2. Listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. What day is it today? 2. I'm sorry, I'm late. 3. Will you go out for a walk with me? 4. What does it look like? 5. Where can I make a phone call? 6. You must go over your lesson tonight. 7. Will you please send this parcel to your uncle?
3. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
1. Fang Fang, show me your school report, please.
Okay, here you are, Dad.
You got good marks for English, Chinese, and maths, but you didn't do well enough in physics.
I'm sorry, Dad. I work harder next term.
Question. What subject is Fang Fang poor at? 2.
Hello, Mike. This is very good milk. A cup for you?
No, thanks. This is my drink, tea. Question. What does Mike drink? 3. I have bought some vegetables and eggs. What have you bought, Jane?
I have bought some bread and milk for lunch, Paul.
Question. What does Jane have for lunch? 4.
Oh, View Garden is a beautiful place.
Yes, many foreigners like to come here. Question. Where are they? 5. Are you going to move into a new flat, Jane?
Yes, we are going to move this Saturday afternoon.
Question. When is Jane going to move into a new flat? 6.
If you can't come tomorrow, please telephone me tonight. My telephone number is 6378-4251.
Okay. Question. What's the girl's telephone number?
4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the foreign statements are true or false.
John left the United States in 1969 to work in Africa. Africa was hot. And when John came back to the United States in 1979, he said to himself, It's much colder here than it was before I left. I'm going to buy an electric heater. Also, everything is much more expensive. John went to a shop the next day to buy an electric heater. The shop assistant showed him a few different kinds and then said, This is our best electric heater. It costs a lot of money, but it saves half of your electricity. And electricity is very expensive now, isn't it? Yes, it's very expensive, John answered. And heaters are becoming worse every year. He looked at the electric heater carefully, thought for a few seconds, and then said, Well, I'll take two of these, please. And then I'll save all of my electricity.
5.
Listen to the passage and complete the table.
In many places in the United States, the weather changes a lot from season to season. In summer, it is very hot. In autumn, it is cool, but not cold. In winter, it is very cold, and it snows. In spring, the weather is warm.
模拟四卷九. 1. Listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
1. Look, there's quite a lot of traffic in the city of Guangzhou. 2. Peter didn't come to school yesterday because he had caught a cold. 3. Lisa used to be a famous model in Los Angeles. 4. Dogs help the police catch robbers and find lost people. 5. My pen friend Anna lives on a big farm in Australia. 6. In autumn, the colors of the leaves look interesting.
2. Listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. How are you today, Annie? 2. Which subject are you more interested in, math or English? 3. What a lovely day. 4. Do you mind my taking this seat beside you? 5. Can I get you a cup of coffee? 6. Jack's mother has been ill for nearly a week.
3. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 1.
Excuse me, which bus should I take if I want to go to Century Park?
Take the number 794 bus. Oh, it's coming.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Question. Where are the man and the woman? 2.
How many oranges are there in the fridge now?
5. I've eaten 2, and I've given Granny 1. Question. How many oranges were there in the fridge? 3. Good morning, can I help you?
My glasses are broken. I want a new pair.
What about this one?
Oh, I think it's what I like. Thank you.
Question. What does the woman want to buy? 4. What's wrong with you?
I've caught a bad cold.
Have you taken any medicine?
Oh, I haven't seen the doctor yet, but I'd like to.
Question. What is the woman going to do? 5. Mom, I want some more bread.
There isn't any. Have some biscuits, will you?
All right. Question. There isn't any more bread, is there? 6. Hello, can I speak to Mr. Hopkins, please?
I'm afraid he's out. He won't be back until the day after tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Can you tell him to call me when he is back? My phone number is 5657888 9.
Sure.
Question. When will Mr. Hopkins come back? 4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
One day, Sam met his friend Alan in the street. They talked about many things. They had the same friends, and they talked about these too. Then Sam remembered something. I lent you $10 last week, he said. Can you give it back to me? I'm very sorry, Sam, Alan said. I forgot about it. He thought about this money for a minute. Then he said, I haven't got any money with me today. I'll pay you back tomorrow. All right, Sam said. I can wait another day. At that moment, a man ran up. He had a knife in his hand. He was a dangerous man. Give me your money, he said to them. Sam took out his money and gave it to the robber. Alan thought quickly. He took out his wallet, but he didn't give it to the robber.
He gave it to Sam and said, I owe you some money, Sam. Here it is.
5. Listen to the dialogue and complete the table. Hello, Mrs. Black. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Hello, Dr. Smith.
Hello, Tony. Whoa, you are a big boy now.
He eats a lot. Is he very heavy?
He looks quite heavy. How old are you, Tony?
I'm 11 years old.
How tall are you?
I'm 110 centimeters tall.
What do you weigh?
I weigh 46 kilograms.
Oh dear, how much did you weigh when you were 10?
I weighed 34 kilograms.
How tall were you then?
He was 105 centimeters tall.
Tony, you are quite short, and you are very heavy.
But Jim is heavier than me. Jim is heavier than you, but he is also taller than you.
What do you like to eat?
Sausages and fryers. They are my favorite food.
What do you eat for dinner?
I don't like dinner. Mom cooks fish and vegetables. I don't like those things.
Tony, what are your favorite activities?
I like to play computer games. I like to watch television too.
Tony, you are not healthy. You are quite heavy too. You have a bad diet and you don't do enough exercise. Eat more fruit and vegetables. Play more ball games with your friends. Then you will be thinner. Okay, Tony?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Smith. Goodbye.
模拟试卷十。
1. Listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
1. The girl is wearing a short wool sweater with black flowers on it. 2. The house business has changed greatly in Shanghai. Its sales seem to be just keep getting better. 3. How excited they are. The children are enjoying a game of football. 4. I'd like a large hamburger with a bracket of chips and a cup of Coke and a large milk shake with that. 5. Don't you see there is a sign no smoking here? 6. A large number of people plant trees in Shanghai in spring.
2. Listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. What's that on the desk? 2. I'm very sorry to call you up. A thief broke into my house. 3. Why not go and join them? 4. I want a cup of tea, please. 5. When did they finish the work? 6. How are you today?
3. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
1. Boys and girls, today we are going to discuss when and where we will go out for a school camping trip.
I think sometimes next week, to the Century Park.
I don't think so, because we will have the final exam the week after next.
You are right.
Question. Where are they talking? 2. I want to buy a pair of shoes.
How about this pair? It's less expensive.
How much?
About 300 yuan.
Oh, it's too expensive. How about 2/3 of it? Question. How much will the man pay for it? 3. Excuse me, has the plane from London arrived?
No, it will reach here at 2:00.
When will it leave?
It is leaving at 2:00.
Question. What time is the plane coming? 4. The summer holidays are coming. What are you going to do?
I'm going to attend some English classes. How about you?
I haven't decided. Maybe I will go to computer lessons. I hear Tom will enter for driving and swimming lessons. Question. What classes is the man going to attend during the summer holidays?
5. Why are you so busy now?
We are busy preparing for our English party. We need more people to help us.
Why don't you ask Mary and Jane to help you? They are not busy. I think they will be pleased to join you.
Good. They are always helpful to others.
Question. How do you think Mary and Jane will help them? 6. Mom, here is my report.
You did well in physics and geography. I'm glad you have made progress in English.
But I'm not good at chemistry. I only got a D for it.
Don't give it up halfway. You'll like it.
Thank you. I'll take your advice. Question. What subject will the boy work harder?
Four. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. Well, Mr. Smith, I think you are going to tell me you've got a cold.
I'm not sure whether I've got a cold or the flu, but my wife said I would get better if I had a day or two off work. So I'd like to know if you could give me a certificate.
I will certainly do that. You ought to be in bed. You mustn't go around.
Yes, doctor, but Bobby is off school now, and my wife has got quite enough to do to look after him.
What's the matter with Bobby?
Well, he's crying most of the time. My wife thinks he has got a toothache, but she doesn't know what to do.
Does Bobby feel very hot?
No, he said he didn't.
Perhaps it doesn't matter much. I'll go and see him when I finish my work here. Take this yourself and go to bed as soon as you get home. Here's a certificate for your manager.
Thank you.
5. Listen to the passage and complete the table.
The bionic ear is an invention that helps some deaf people to hear. Professor Reimer Clark and a team of scientists spent 15 years inventing it. Professor Clark got the idea for the bionic ear when he saw a seashell shaped like the inside of an ear. He thought he might be able to place a tiny computer inside a person's ear. It took a lot of work to find out how this could be done. Using the bionic ear, many deaf people are able to hear sounds.